702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela, talk to me. What implement have you discovered you've been using wrong all along?
Good morning to you, Bella. Yeah, so implement. So that could be a tool, a utensil, a piece of equipment that you've been using most of your life and you thought you were using it correctly. And then eventually you saw something online or you decided to read the manual and you're like, oh, I've been doing that wrong for quite some time. So you sent me this video of a guy who takes a measuring cup, you know, those plastic measuring cups. So it's got the little tip, the little V-tip that you would normally pour the liquid out of.
It's like a small little plastic jug. In a sense, right?
Yeah. And it's got that long kind of plastic handle that you would grip. So now he has gone and he's used it the other way around. So he pours the liquid out via the handle and it flows pretty decently. I'm sure it wasn't made to be used like that, but he made a video of it and it's gone viral and it seems to be an interesting way to use a measuring cup. I don't know if I will jump on that that bandwagon with
oh, come on, you old man. You old cynical man.
I believed
it. I believed it. I thought, okay, maybe that's how it was meant to be used.
Well, that's the thing, right? So it's in interpretation, I suppose. So if we go to your first question that you asked about, what have you been using wrong for most of your time? So I'm sure in most households, you've got a pasta scooper. So you've got that long steel thing with the claws at the end. And then if you look in the bottom of that piece of utensil, there's a hole in the bottom. So there's a big hole. So now what you need to do is you take the pasta, the spaghetti, and you put that the pasta into that hole, and once it's full, that's one serving, and that is the purpose of that hole in the pasta scoop. Because I mean, sometimes when you're making pasta, you think, how much is enough? And then you always overmake, you make too much pasta. So now, just go measure it with that little hole at the bottom.
And see, then I didn't know serving. That.
Yeah.
I didn't know it either.
All right,
let's put some calls out there. Our notable one, 8830702. What implement have you discovered you've been using incorrectly all this time? And then Harry Styles and his leather pants. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong when you get down on one knee and your pants are a bit tight? Split. And this is what happened to Harry Styles. He was at a concert in Los Angeles and he was singing one of his songs and he did just that. He's wearing these very nice tight leather pants, bungles, and he goes down onto one knee and then it splits right there by the crotch area. He realizes it, the crowd goes wild, of course, and then he makes a bit of a joke of it and, you know, manages to go and grab something and cover himself up. But, it happens. We've seen Cardi B. She was twerking once on stage and her pants split right there by the bottom.
Kabazela, I can tell you, I wasn't twerking. It happened to me just the other week. I was at the airport.
Yes, and what did you bend down?
My pants split. But the horror of it was, I knew something had gone wrong.
Yeah.
And I just thought, okay, you know what? All I have to do is walk from the plane to find my car at the airport. When I got home and I looked at the mirror, I then discovered how big the tear was.
Where was
and
the tear?
Shame. It was in a place where the sun does not shine. And if you saw a man wearing a suit at O.R. Tambo last week, with a little bit more than you needed to see, I'm afraid, it was I. Have you had a wardrobe malfunction? Give us a call and let us know your stories.